Getting back to the carbo-docetaxel regimen, where do you see that heading in terms of adjuvant therapy?
We're submitting the manuscript very shortly, and I think that, you know, if we are willing to accept the use of docetaxel-based therapy in the intergroup setting, I think with our feasibility study, you know, it opens the possibility is that, let's say that you were convinced that docetaxel was a better drug than, say, vinorelbine based upon the TAX-326 data. However, you saw a patient that you really didn't want to give cisplatin to. We have feasibility data in 72 patients that you can give this regimen. You may have to support it with growth factor. That's not such a bad thing. But you can get 80% of your patients through four cycles within 12 weeks with no mortality, at least in our experience. And so I think that it creates enough of a phase two safety platform to suggest that you could use that regimen. The data was very similar in our trial as I thought the CLGB showed with carboplatin and Taxol. So there's a theme here that carbo-based therapy is feasible. We won't wrestle with the efficacy issues of it. But again, I get back to what I said before. Not every patient with resected lung cancer is the perfect patient for cisplatin-based therapy. And I think carboplatin is a reasonable alternative.